In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. From Muhammad, the messenger of God, to Heraclius, the emperor of Byzantium, greetings to him who is the follower of righteous guidance. I bid you to hear the divine call. I am the messenger of God to the people. Accept Islam for your salvation.
He speaks of a new prophet in Arabia.
Was it like this when John the Baptist came to King Herod, out of the desert, crying about salvation?
To Macrocus, Patriarch of Alexandria. Kisra, Emperor of Persia, Mohammed calls to you with the call of God. Accept Islam for your salvation. Embrace Islam.
You come out of the desert, smelling of camel and goat, to tell Persia where he should kneel?
Muhammad, messenger of God? Who gave him this authority?
God sent Muhammad as a mercy to mankind.
Six 600 years after Christ died, when Europe was sunk in the Dark Ages and everywhere the old civilizations were falling, Muhammad was born in Mecca, in Arabia. Mecca was then a rich trading city, ruled by its merchants, whose wealth was multiplied by a unique privilege. They housed the gods. Every year, at the time of the Great Fair, the desert priests brought their idols and the images of their gods into the custody of the Kaaba. Once the most holy shrine of Abraham, the Kaaba had now become a house of idolatry, boasting no fewer than 360 different gods. Mecca, in 610 AD.
Today's calendar, my young.
Not yet. But this year the gods are gold.
And when you put the gods and prophet together, you sit very pretty between.
And more gods to place in the Kaaba.
Caravan from Syria.
They must have been running. They'll be thirsty.
Put five more men on the North Wells.
How many sheep shall I have them kill for them? 70?
Give them 100. Mecca must keep her name for hospitality. And 10 lambs for the leaders.
Bread and water do the poets have in Hakim's house, where verse and prose are nightly put to slaughter. And the bread, I swear, in there is thinner than the water. Open a space, you lovers of poetry, to Boussoufyan, willing and rich, patron of the arts. When Boussoufyan invites the poet in, there joy is kith and love is kin. Where wines and cakes abound, the skills of verse are found. All revels and all songs begin when Boussoufyan invites the poet in.
From the silkworms of China, my lady. Pleasure to the limbs, and as my lady can see, ravish to the eye.
Yes. 7 lengths.
20 dinar.
Abu Sufyan's wife. 15.
Gods of the Kaaba have their needs, their upkeeps.
Who is that man who stood there? Who looked into my soul? Carry me away from here.
Why must Muhammad come down here? Why don't you stop him? He's your nephew.
Maybe he'll change.
Change? He's 40 years old. It's unnatural. With a rich wife, he could afford the best of Mecca. Yet he chooses to sit shivering in a cave. It is unnatural.
For a man who dares to risk the anger of Al-Uzzah, who keeps our health, Manat, the god of our prosperity, Alat, the god of our family and tribes. And Hubal. Hubal, who starts our caravans and predicts our fate.
To challenge the gods within earshot of the gods is dangerous.
Unreasonable.
Rebellious. Blasphemous.
Yes. I'm afraid Muhammad will harm himself.
I'm always sad when the great fair is over. I might not see the next one.
Abu Talib! Abu Talib!
Catch your breath, Zaid.
Has Muhammad come down from Mount Hira yet? He's been out there 3 days.
No, we haven't seen him.
Khadija hoped he might have come to you on his way home.
And he's still up there.
3 days.
I'm afraid for him on the mountain. Because I don't know what it means. Men see the world too well from a mountain.
Muhammad, read. In the name of thy Lord, who created man from a sensitive drop of blood, who teaches man what he knows not, read.
Still trembling under the blanket. But he has spoken.
Zaid, what happened to my nephew on the mountain?
He was alone in the cave. Suddenly, an angel came into him. The angel said, "Read." Muhammad replied, "I cannot read." The angel commanded again, "Read, in the name of thy Lord, who created man from a sensitive drop of blood, who teaches man what he knows not. Read."
Who knows if it was Gabriel? It could have been a dream.
When Muhammad was coming from the mountain, he saw Gabriel plainly, in the shape of a man standing on the horizon. Wherever he looked, upon every turn of his head, he saw him. And Gabriel said to him again, "I am Gabriel. And you, Muhammad, are the messenger of God."
Who has he told about this?
His wife. And Ali. And his friend, Abu Bakr.
And you.
I am his adopted son.
Be careful to whom you talk. Tell him his uncle, who protected him when he was a child, will protect him still. After all, they say the God of Moses spoke to him out of a burning bush.
If you do not restrain your nephew, then we will. He's dividing the city, hut against house. He's dividing the generations, child against parent.
The young are listening to him. He attracts the young.
We are Arabs. We obey our fathers. Our children cannot be our teachers.
How can we accept that a man we met in the street yesterday can be some God's prophet today?
Dead bones can live again, he says. Because he who created man can also make man return from the dead, he says.
The gods might leave us and give their benefits to another city.
Tell him. We will give him authority, position, the keys to the Kaaba, and money, what money he wants. Tell him we will give him anything he wants.
Mohammed, spare yourself and me. Do not put a greater burden on an old man than he can bear. In your childhood, you were in my arms. I cannot now see you hurt. If you refuse them, they will hurt you. He said this to me. Were they to put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, I would not renounce my message, which is from God.
When I am dead, you may do as you please. But whilst I'm alive, you'll obey your father.
Why do you hurt our father?
If I were drunk every day and played dice every night, you'd call it high spirits.
You will be more my brother than you are now.
You are all my children. I've given you everything I could. But it seems not to be enough.
Mohammed gives me more. He'll give all the world more.
Get him out of here, Father.
It's not Walid or me. It's our father. You torture him. Wait, Hudaifa! Wait!
How can they say it's an invention, Mossab, when it isn't new? In Mecca, it's new. Yet God has said it all before. To Noah, Moses, Jesus, to all the prophets. But people changed it, turned it, forgot it. Now God says it to Muhammad again. And it is new again. Where is it?
It's Jaffa. What have you brought with you?
The very word of God. When the sun is overthrown, when the stars fall, when the mountains vanish, when the camels, big with young, are abandoned, when the wild beasts are herded together, when the seas rise, when the souls are sorted, when the female infant who is buried alive asks for what crime she was killed, when the books are opened, when the sky is torn away, then every soul
will know what it has done. Were you there, Jafar, when God gave him these words?
Dawn is coming up.
Amar, you first. Then you, Jaffa.
Amar.
You kept a mother awake all night with worry.
I'm sorry, Father.
Where were you?
Have you been with Muhammad again?
What will happen now?
Forgive him. It was my fault, I did it.
That God has helped us all our lives.
But it fell. It could not even help itself.
What talk have you been listening to?
The real God is unseen. He's not made of clay.
Amar, we see the gods in the Kaaba every day. I'm afraid for you. You're listening to people who will hurt you.
I'm listening to Muhammad, Mother.
Muhammad is generous, yes. He gives, he shares. He'll pass no man without a smile. But he is spreading dangerous ideas.
Dangerous ideas? That no man should starve? That the rich should not defraud the poor? The strong should not oppress the weak? Are these dangerous ideas? That girls should not be forced into marriage, but be able to choose or refuse? Why, only tonight, he said, stop the burial of newborn girls.
I was fortunate, always fortunate with your mother.
Yes. But you know that you and I nearly never met, Yasar. And you were nearly never born. I was to be buried, like my two sisters. But my father couldn't do it. He couldn't do it a third time. When the second girl was being... when my father was putting sand over her, she took hold of his finger the way a baby does. He told my mother afterwards that it was a minute before the tender little grip eased and he dared take away his hand. When I was born, my father ran out of the house screaming that he couldn't do it again, that he could never do it again.
So, Maria, it is the custom.
It is wrong. The gods that let such things be are no gods.
I promise to go to Muhammad's house, Mother. We pray there.
Yes. He's a good man.
Yes. Yes, you go.
Thank you.
Read? Muhammad can neither write nor read.
Nobody can speak.
What did you say? He can speak? Well, so can you. So now you speak up, young man. What does Muhammad say? Hmm?
They are God's words, not his.
Which gods? What words? A speaking god? Your Muhammad speaks only to himself.
When God reveals his message to Muhammad, he remembers every word. Then he tells it to those who can write. This is the Quran.
Muhammad has starved himself into dreams. He hides under a blanket with his eyes shut.
His eyes are shut, but his heart is open.
You, kick him for his cleverness.
There is no purpose in that. Doesn't Muhammad realize we live by giving housing to the gods? We own the Kaaba. Every year, the tribes of Arabia come here to Mecca to pray and to buy from us. Now, were we to replace 300 gods with just one, whom we cannot even see, who was supposed to be in Taif and Medina, here in my house, in Jerusalem, on the moon? Where would Mecca be then? The gods are both our worship and our revenue.
You cannot buy and sell God.
Young man, you are close to the whip.
Amar,
be sensible, boy.
I have a question. Muhammad teaches you a slave is equal to his master. Is Black Bilal, whom I paid money for, equal to me?
Yes. Muhammad says, before God, all men are as equal as the teeth of a comb.
Oh, this is a very pleasant idea to slaves and beggars. It gives them pretensions.
Bilal. Teach this man the difference between a lord, a Mecca, and a slave. Take that whip. Lash his face to teach his mouth a lesson. Whip him!
Whip him! Whip him!
Do it, Bilal.
Obey them.
They'll kill you.
See what anarchy they bring. They've even infected our slaves. If you're human enough to have gods, remember, they are the gods of your owner.
I bought your humanity, Bilal, when I bought you. You will be corrected. Stronger now. What? Your master or this one god of yours?
One god. There's only one god.
Bring the stones.
One god. One. One god.
Crush him. Break him.
Have you finished with him? There's only one god.
You could swear the slave was preaching.
What?
Lord Umayya!
Abu Bakr will pay 100 dinar for this slave.
Wait now. It's against our social order to sell a slave during his correction.
The offer is to Lord Umayya. 200.
If the price of slaves is raised, we shall have to bathe ourselves next year.
Come. Take him. He's no use to me anymore. Kill him or take him. I'm finished with him.
We are declaring ourselves. God has told his messenger to declare Islam to all men.
Open the windows. Let the world hear.
We are coming out of the darkness. Hear well the word of God. Hear well the messenger of God. Hear all the word of God. God, and Muhammad is his messenger. We have come into light. Join us to the march of Kaaba. God is most great. God is most great. God has no partner. We have come into light. Join us in the march of Kaaba.
Muhammad and his rebellion called Islam are coming out.
To foul our gods and dethrone religion.
Don't let them reach the Kaaba. Throw them back. Defend your God.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Protect the Prophet!
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Now's the time to break them. There are only 30 of them.
No, we've done enough. More will only create sympathy for them.
God is great!
Stand out!
God is great!
Most gracious, most merciful. Say, O you who reject faith, I worship not what
Keep
you worship.
Keep out of the Kaaba.
Neither
Keep
will
out.
You worship what I worship.
Silence your false prophet. Finish Muhammad.
Protect the prophet.
Messenger of God, back to the corner.
Our brave. He is the bravest man in the desert. When he meets unarmed men.
Muhammad is a liar.
Liar? But you don't let him speak. Where's the lion? Where's the truth? When it hasn't been spoken yet.
Muhammad is a fraud.
Stand up. Hit me back if you dare. I am for my nephew's religion. And I say what he says. Whoever has the courage to fight, fight with me. Desert at night. I know God is not kept in a house.
Who would have thought that Hamza above all, with his wine drinking, lion hunting, will come to join Muhammad?
The more we attack him, the more they seem to join him.
Where does he find his words?
I don't know him.
How can an illiterate man go up in a mountain and come down 3 days later blazing with poetry?
If it were just poetry. He says it's God. How do we fight someone whose strength we do not understand?
Muhammad promises heaven. Trees in the sky, so naturally he's found an audience.
Then we must make that audience less eager to listen to him. We will begin with the weaker ones.
Your turn. Stretch her. Who is your God? Answer me. Say it. Say who is your God. Say it.
There is only one God. The Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Thank you.
are the first martyrs of Islam.